Clarissa from Los Angeles just won those tickets to see Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock next Wednesday. Your chance to win is coming up. That has always been a weird ending to me for Radiohead, Karma Police, a beautiful song. It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We're going to talk about the near chemical, almost an explosion in Garden Grove. We have animal stories today. Two bears climbed over a fence to get into a school in Simi Valley. We have people are dumb today. A man was so upset a donut shop wasn't open at 3:30 a.m., he ended up with attempted murder charges. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Death Cab for Cutie, In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock next week. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, dude, lame.
A man in Simi Valley is in custody, accused of crashing his car into a donut shop.
This guy had quite the night. People are dumb. It's next on K-Rock. We have a private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. It is, I believe, Wednesday, June 3rd. Your chance to win is coming up in a little over 20 minutes on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A man in Simi Valley is in custody, accused of crashing his car into a donut shop.
This dude in Simi Valley had a hell of a night.
Police say it's all because he was mad the donut shop was closed.
I mean, it was 3:30 in the morning, and how mad can you get that a donut shop is closed overnight?
Just when I thought I had covered every story on the planet that could shock me, here we go again. Surveillance video from the donut shop captures the chaos unfolding around 3:30 this morning. The suspect is first seen walking toward the front entrance.
So his car is parked. He gets out of his car and walks up to the donut shop. The lights are out and it's closed at 3:30 a.m. But this dude is angry, so he picks up something from a table outside.
Picking up an object from a nearby table and violently slamming it onto the ground before walking away moments later.
All right, so that's probably the end of the story, right? The guy's mad. Donut shop's closed, 3:30 a.m., took something, smashed it to the ground, and left. Never to be heard from again.
He returns, appearing agitated.
Oh, right, he came back.
Yanking repeatedly on the locked front door of the business, but it doesn't stop there.
So he grabs the handle on the door and tries to open it, and it's locked, clearly. And he tries to open it like two or three more times, as if the third pull is going to work and the shop's going to open.
Video shows the man getting into an SUV parked outside.
All right, so it's finally time to call it off and go to another donut shop, maybe one that's open.
Then suddenly flooring it, smashing straight into the front entrance of the donut shop.
All right, so the guy now in the SUV is so mad, he drives his car into the front of the donut shop and shatters a bunch of glass, but really didn't cause a lot of damage yet.
The driver then backs up, accelerates again, and repeatedly rams the business over and over.
He runs into the front of this donut shop like four or five times before his car finally ended up inside the donut shop.
Apparently trying to force the SUV completely inside.
Bang, 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 so many times.
Donut shop owner Hang Chow says he was in the back of the business when he heard the terrifying sound of the SUV crashing into his shop again and again.
You would think after the first sound of the explosion, you would hear nothing else. But this guy repeatedly ran into the shop.
Simi Valley police say they received calls about a vehicle slamming into the donut shop just after 3:30 this morning. Officers arriving at the scene quickly spotting a gray Chevrolet Tahoe with major front-end damage driving away from the business.
He didn't get a donut, by the way, just for the record. No donut after all that.
Police say the driver refused to stop, leading officers on a short pursuit. Investigators say the suspect rammed a patrol vehicle before crashing into a wall at a nearby home. Officers then arrested the driver, identified as Frank Blessing.
Frank had a hell of a morning this morning.
Now, when police say they attempted to arrest Blessing, he was combative, armed with a knife. They had to tase him to get him under compliance and arrest him. And again,
the dude just wanted a donut and failed.
Dumbass.
If you watch the news very much, it is very much depressing. So I like to highlight feel-good stories you may have not heard of.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's. Kevin Ryder's great news.
It's time for Kevin's.
Kevin Ryder's great news.
It is high school graduation time, and here is some great news out of North Carolina.
A North Carolina teen is going viral for walking across the stage to receive his diploma.
He is using a walker, and all of the kids are jumping up and down and cheering for him.
That's because just months ago, doctors told him he'd likely never walk again.
He was told that in January of this year.
That's Cameron Penny crossing the stage last week at Stuart Kramer High School.
Here's why this is such a huge achievement.
Back in January, Penny says doctors told him he had a 1% chance of ever walking again after being shot in the back and leg during a robbery.
It's not enough to get shot in the leg. You also got shot in the back.
After months of intense physical therapy, Penny beat the odds.
Here he is talking about walking across the stage to get his diploma.
At first, heard I was paralyzed. My first thing was, I'm going to walk across the stage to graduate.
Not your normal thought when somebody tells you you have a 1% chance of ever walking again.
No matter what. If you're going through something worse than me, continue to push through because the storm doesn't last forever.
That guy is more mature than I will ever be.
Wise words there. Penny says he plans to go to college, get his barber's license, and continue speaking out for people with disabilities.
And that's great news. Latest from Death Cab for Cutie.
We just saw two baby bears in Calabasas.
They saw two baby bears in Calabasas. Animal Stories is coming up next on K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories.
Two bears were just spotted in Calabasas.
We just saw two baby bears in Calabasas.
I have lived in Southern California for almost 37 years, and you hear about bears all the time, and I've never seen one. And these two girls saw one in Calabasas and were just as shocked as I would be.
Oh, my God.
They're two bears. Wait, no, it's not moving.
Yeah, two bears.
Two bears. Oh, my God, look at them. They're climbing the gate. Oh, my God. I got to climb over the fence. Oh, just jump the fence.
I mean, I think the fence is about 6 feet tall, and it just climbed over it like it was a person. Reached up with its paw and grabbed it and just climbed right over it.
Going viral this morning, a commuter in Calabasas captured two bears lurking around at Viewpoint School on Mulholland Highway.
The problem is the fence that they climbed over was a school fence. So now it's on the inside of the fence in Calabasas.
This was around 6 o'clock this morning. The bears were seen strolling around in a parking lot before jumping the fence onto the campus. The person who took this video says she called 911, so it's unclear what happened to the bears.
I've never seen a bear in person, so everything that I know about bears, I learned in the movie Cocaine Bear.
Don't panic.
What do you do?
If it's black, fight back.
If it's black, fight back, all right.
If it's brown, lay down.
If it's brown, lay down. Okay.
If it's a black, how is it brown? I mean, it looks
We're
brown to me.
We're in a late show. It's black. We had to fight.
How do you know? You're not a bear expert.
Whatever you do, don't
run!
Oh no!
Where
oh
no!
I said don't run! Stop!
Whatever you do, don't run! Here's a kid from the school.
I'm Henry, and I am so f***ing tired!
Apparently, school went on as planned, and that kid has detention. The furthest back seat of the In-N-Out Burger sound space at K-Rock is about 25, 30 feet away. Got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie coming up on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Julio.
Julio, you're caller 20. You win.
Yes, thank goodness. We got it.
Well done. You got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger sound space next Wednesday.
Awesome. We just finished seeing Social Distortion 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Thank you so much.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, the 420 catch of the day. Our new music feature is coming up. Right now, it's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
I'm Kevin Ryder, filling in for Megan Holliday all this week. Number one, ESPN softball broadcast hit by unfortunate not safe for work moment. They were broadcasting a softball game between Arizona State and Texas on Sunday, and somebody apparently found one of the on-field microphones and said this.
Wonderful relationship, those two. And she said, when you come to Austin, they tell you.
Make my sack! So that was quite an addition to the ESPN broadcast. Number two, A man was arrested on May 14th after he allegedly trespassed on his neighbor's property, nude, and removed a security camera mounted outside her home. This guy's name is Robert Boston, 62 years old. He is charged with one count of trespass with intent to commit an offense and criminal mischief with less than $1,000 in damage. According to the report, the man crossed into his neighbor's property at 3 a.m. in late March carrying a ladder. He was naked except for a watch and a headlamp and flip-flops, which is hot if you ask me. He used a ladder to reach up and grab the floodlight and the Ring camera and tear it out of the wall and throw it to the ground. Apparently, this isn't the first time he did this. He also went under a property on Christmas Eve of last year and tore down the spotlight because he thought it was malfunctioning. No word if he was dressed the same. The watch, the headlamp, and the flip-flops. And number three, an incoherent driver was allegedly found surrounded by empty Fireball whiskey bottles after she crashed her car onto a Florida golf course. Her name is Erica Mayer. She was 34, accused of drunkenly driving her red Hyundai onto the Stream Song Golf Resort on Thursday night. Erica Mayer, 34, had a stash of open Fireball bottles in her car when she crashed, and she insisted that she hadn't been drinking despite reeking of booze and all of the bottles of the Fireball whiskey, all of them empty. The next day, she was interviewed and said,
"Oh, yeah. A lot of crazy went on last night."
And that's three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a British singer-songwriter, Miles Smith, from his full-length debut album, My Mess, My Heart, My Life. This is called Hold Me in the Dark. Miles says the song centers on being emotionally overwhelmed and finding safety in someone's arms when you feel lost or like you're running in circles. It's called Hold Me in the Dark. It's Miles Smith, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Miles Smith, Hold Me in the Dark. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have another chance for you to win a pair of tickets to a private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. Coming up very soon on K-Rock. Social Distortion on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Story time. We do this every day at this time. And for the best caller with the story, we have tickets for the private show for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock next Wednesday. Two people saw a bear this morning.
We just saw two baby bears in Calabasas.
Oh, my God.
They're two bears. Wait, don't stop moving.
Yeah, two bears.
Two bears. Oh my God, look at them. They're climbing the gate. Oh my God. I gotta climb over the fence. Oh, it just jumped the fence.
It did just jump the fence. So bizarre. It just climbs it like it's a human. Reaches up with its paw, climbs right over. Unfortunately, it happened to be in a school, so 911 was called, and I haven't heard anything since. I assume everything is fine. But I've lived here for a long time, and I've never seen a bear. But you do have run-ins with wild animals everywhere.
Going viral this morning, a commuter in Calabasas captured two bears lurking around at Viewpoint School on Mulholland Highway. This was around 6 o'clock this morning. The bears were seen strolling around in a parking lot before jumping the fence onto the campus. The person who took this video says she called 911, so it's unclear what happened to the bears.
All right. So what we want to talk about is run-ins with wild animals, because there are so many of them in Southern California. I had one with a raccoon who was sitting behind my car when I was doing the morning show here with Kevin and Bean Show. The raccoon was sitting behind my car. It was early and it was still dark. And I tried to scare it, which I realized quickly is stupid because they don't really get scared. They just sit there. But I needed to leave. So I found a 2x4 that was in my garage. It was about 6 feet long, and I threw it nearby. Like, it was pretty massive, and it made a huge noise. And the raccoon was like, "Yeah, okay, I'm still sitting here." So eventually I had to get in my car and back up as slowly as I could. And it walked away, I think, about when I would have hit it, but I moved backwards like an inch at a time so it had time to move, but it was did not want to move. It was not interested in me scaring it off at all. So I want to take your phone calls now on you having run-ins with wild animals in Southern California. It happens all the time. The phone number is 800-520-1067. And for the best call, you win a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. Your run-ins with wild animals, 800-520-1067. Got another chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock, coming up right after Soundgarden. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hello, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel, you're caller 20.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. Thank you.
You got a pair of tickets for the Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Wednesday night.
I am there.
It is world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. There were two bears spotted this morning in Calabasas, so we're taking phone calls on your run-ins with wild animals. You got a story like that?
Encounters with wild animals.
Yeah, what do you got?
I am smoking something fun with my friend in the forest,
right?
And a hedgehog runs by.
I don't even know what a hedgehog looks like.
I didn't even know what it was at first, but I was like, am I high or did I just see a hedgehog?
Or both.
I pointed to my friend, and I'm like, yo, was that a hedgehog? He goes, oh, my God, it is.
But he saw it, too, right? I'm just making sure.
Yeah, no, he saw it, too, because I had to make sure I wasn't, like, losing it, you know?
K-Rock, hello.
Walk outside at 3 o'clock in the morning, and 4 raccoons are in my swimming pool. And one gets out and kind of looks at me like, what's the problem?
They are not at all bothered by us.
I kind of look at him like, well, you're in my swimming pool. And he kind of looks at me like, well, you're not invited. And they continue swimming. And I let it go.
I'm in your pool. What are you going to do about it?
That's exactly what they did. And I just went inside, back to sleep.
Just let them have their room.
Yeah, why not?
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin, I have two stories. You want to hear a snake story or a possum family story?
Whatever's scarier.
Oh, okay. So my dogs are in the backyard going crazy. I have a lab and a golden. They're barking really bad. I go and I open the slider in the back door to step out to go, what are you guys barking at? And I stepped on a hose, what I thought was a hose. Like, what is the hose doing here? And I look down and it's a snake.
Oh, no.
Snake. And I screamed bloody murder. My neighbor next door jumps the wall like he's Superman, comes over with a shovel and stabs it, cuts his head off. and then I said, hey, oh my God, this isn't even a rattlesnake, it's a gardener snake. And we're like, oh no, we killed a good snake. But it was so scary.
Aren't you a little worried that your neighbor was watching close enough to jump over your fence immediately?
He claims he was gardening, but you never know. He just was there and like 5 seconds.
I think I'd be more worried about the neighbor.
Oh, no.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you had a run-in with a wild animal.
Okay, so I was walking my dogs with my mom, and we have a lot of coyotes in the area, and there was maybe 2 or 3 times total that we had our own personal experience with one, but this particular one, we were walking the dogs and it was like maybe 10, 15 feet away from us. It stopped where it stood, stared right at us, and I was really concerned because I didn't want it to hurt our dogs, although they're big dogs and everything, but I just, you know, a coyote, I don't know if it has rabies or something, and I think it had a squirrel in its mouth, and it just stood there.
He was just flexing. Hey, I got a squirrel. Check me out.
Staring at us.
Right? Eye contact.
And then it just took off.
Yeah, all right. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You had a run-in with a wild animal. Love that song so much. We are taking your phone calls on your run-ins with wild animals. It is the world-famous K-Rock. Another chance for you to win those tickets for the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Wednesday. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. But first, we're talking about your run-ins with wild animals. You had one?
4 coyotes at a park. I was eating chips, and I tried to feed them chips.
You tried to feed 4 coyotes?
Yeah, they were pretty chill. And I wanted to even pet them.
You wanted to pet them, did you?
No, I kept throwing chips at them, and they would come closer to my chips. And I sat on an empty park bench. It was at about 9 o'clock at night, and I kept throwing chips at them.
That is dumb.
Yeah, I know.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, me and my friend went up to the mountains camping,
And as we were setting up for a camping, for a little tent, I saw at the back of a bear. And then right across it, there was a little baby bear. So me and my friend, we ran. It was pure darkness. We ran to the tent, and we hid ourselves, and we spent the whole night surrounded by those two bears.
In a tent that those bears could have ripped up in a second.
Yeah, and was the funny, the crazy part was that the mama bear, I felt its mouth pressed against my head in the tent.
The mama bear pressed its mouth on the outside of your tent and your head was on the inside?
Scared for our dear life.
What the hell, man?
That's the last time I ever gone camping.
I don't blame you. K-Rock, hello.
Mine was with a bear. I had gotten ready to go hike, not waiting for the day. I had my cooler out, was putting my Gatorade in my backpack. I turn around, and there's a bear in my cooler, and we were both face-to-face, and I had a headlamp on, and we both went, and...
Yeah, that would have scared me to death.
I kind of got angry with him, and I chased him around the car one time and said, bad bear, bad bear.
What, are you crazy?
No, they're just like dogs in the campground. You know, if it was a mama, I'm like, no, I'd leave a mama alone. But I knew he was just a naughty campground bear.
Wow, you're nuts. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, crazy encounter with an animal, right?
Yep, what do you got?
So I grew up in Big Bear, never seen a bear my whole life. I was dating this lady, and she would always tell me about the bear. I'm like, yeah, whatever, I've lived here. And sure enough, she calls me. I go up to her house.
She told you there was a bear at her house?
I got a shovel in my hand. It's a big old brown bear in the backyard. I kind of bang it on the ground. Just kind of looks at me. So we run in the house and go in the. She had a kitchen in the back part of the house.
So you ran in the house to the kitchen in the back part of the house.
I'm going to open the door, and we're looking at it, trying to like scare it off. And it just turns around and looks at us.
Wait, it went from the front all the way around to the back to the door where you were looking?
And I was probably like 3 feet face to face to a huge brown bear. Staring at it right in the eyes, like, okay, wasn't going anywhere. And he went to charge to the back door, and he slammed the door, ran upstairs, and looked down.
And the bear was in a tree looking you right in the eyes upstairs?
Yeah, but up in the tree, yeah.
Yes. I mean, I got to be honest, I don't know how you beat Hector's story out in the woods with the bear on the outside of the tent and your head on the inside, and all that's separating you is that little bit of tent. Hector, hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
You are our winner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hiding inside a tent with a bear just on the other side is frightening.
You know, and the thing is, this is the first time I ever went camping. And, you know, I didn't think anything was going to happen.
Of
sure
course.
Enough, it was the worst experience.
It was the first and the last time you went camping?
Yes.
I don't blame you. You got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock next Wednesday.
Nice.
And thank you for calling. Got another chance for you to win those tickets for Death Cab for Cutie coming up in 5 minutes on K-Rock.